Today's reading is taken from Colossians 4, and we'll be reading verse 2 to 6, and the heading read as further instructions. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversations be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So we are going to do a little talk on So for those who are visiting, we've been doing a series through one of the books called Colossians, and we're just coming to the last one of those talks. I will say in advance, I have both a video clip and a PowerPoint, so I'm putting Sal through the ringer today. Apologies, Sal. If anything goes wrong, it's my fault, not Sal's. But today we're going to talk about particularly verse 2 in Colossians, that reading, which is devote yourselves to prayer, being thankful and being watchful and thankful. But just as an aside, because of everyone we've been journeying through Colossians, Paul is a bit like those people who finish a phone call, but then talk for another 10 minutes, passing on their love to everyone. There are 11 verses of, bye then, say hi to, bye then. And I think those of you who do that know who you are. So we have a video clip now. I'm getting the thumbs up, so let's go for that. So, prayer. Does it strike fear into you, like that scene? Do we struggle to find the words, the holy words, the right words to pray? Do we think we're having to impress someone? Is it other people we're trying to impress? Are we even trying to impress God when we pray? Well, actually, we're told it's really simple. It's really straightforward. We're told, don't be like that. Don't pray like that. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says, and when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Okay. Oops. Right, yes, that's the first slide. He goes on to encourage them to pray simply, which has become our Lord's Prayer. So you may or not be familiar with the Lord's Prayer, but we will be saying it later on. But there's this thing called a teaspoon prayer. Now, each of you should have been given a teaspoon. No, you don't need it now. Don't need it now, wait for it. We're going to do that in a minute. But each of you would have been given a teaspoon. And it's just to try and help us to remember how to pray to God. There are three key elements of prayer that are drawn out in the Lord's Prayer. Thank you. Ooh. Keep bopping backwards and forwards. Thank you, sorry, or please. Now, because we're Christians and we like little abbreviations and acronyms, we use teaspoon, TSP, which is how you measure out when you're cooking, TSP. Thank you, sorry, please. Firstly, we say thank you to God for who he is and for all he's done for us. Then we say sorry for all the things we have done or not done. And then we say please. Then we ask God for the things that we need. And it's important to keep these things in balance as we pray. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Sometimes we can just be, I'll have a P, please, God. All of our prayers are, please this, I want that. And it can feel more like a list of things we expect God to do. We can treat him more like a genie than a loving God. My example of this is when I was at primary school. I don't know if this will chime with any of you. Maybe all of you are a lot better and holier than I was. I was terrible at football. Absolutely terrible. But I desperately wanted to be in the football team. So I'd regularly say a prayer and the variation of, help me get into the football team. However, I continued to be terrible. And so I was obviously never selected for the football team. So I got clever. I started to then pray something like this. God, if you get me into the football team, then I will believe in you forever and I will do whatever you want. Unsurprisingly, my football never improved and I never got in the side. So I got disillusioned and then doubted God and his power. How insane is that? I was dreadful at football. Can you imagine if they'd put me in the football team? It would have been embarrassing for me. It would embarrass the team. And I wouldn't have got what I needed. I would have got what I wanted and desired, but not what I needed. What I needed is not to play football. We try and teach our children to say thank yous and sorries as well as saying please. I'm sure as parents you're going through that journey with your children. We all do it to greater or lesser extent. They forget, they get older. But it's important. It's part of how we are to say thank you for what we receive, to say sorry for what we do wrong, as well as say please for when we want something. And as I've got older, I've always imagined prayer with God being like conversations with an ideal grandparent. Now, I know that some of you may never have known your grandparents, or you may have had less than ideal experience, but for me, that is how I envisage it. So, this is me. There's me in a little farmyard vehicle, helping out on the farm with my natty brown trousers and blue top, with a knitted woolen hat. Lovely. And on the other side is me with my granddad. And I have so few photos with him. And he was Granddad Davis. And we didn't see him very often because he lived a long way from us. He was a farmer who he would have been fine with austerity because he lived in a house with no central heating and he kept himself warm by chopping wood, but only ever lit the fire when we visited. So if he got cold, he just went and chopped more wood. He had piles and piles of wood. He was such a gentle man. He didn't say very much, but he was so good to be around because he was interested in me and my sister. And he let me chatter on for hours about what I was doing, telling him my little boy experiences to this wise and weather-beaten man. He would just listen and listen. And I love spending time with him. And at the end of the visit, he would smuggle a 50 pence piece and a tube of fruit pastels into our hands. He would always pretend that our parents didn't know that was happening. And then he'd give us this biggest kiss. He loved spending time with us. He had other things to do. He had other duties on the farm. But he wanted to be with us. He wanted to hear, and I was happy to tell him all the things I was thankful for, all the things I would be sorry for, and all the things I hoped for. And God is even more like that. Talking with God is just like that. We have someone who wants to listen to us. We have someone who loves and cares for us. And sometimes we worry that whatever we do will be too insignificant for this big, big God. But I tell you, that's not right. He loves every detail. He loves to sit down with us. It's not like in that video clip, an awkward or stilted thing praying, done ever so clumsily, when we want something or we're cornered by life. No, it's just a chance to chat with our living, loving Saviour. So I found this quote. Everyone has a spoon at home that they don't use for some reason. I don't know if that's true, but I thought it was a great quote. And I wonder whether our spoon is the teaspoon prayer. I wonder whether we don't use it regularly enough. I wonder whether we put it aside in a cupboard and only dig it out for special occasions. We wheel out the prayer when we're in trouble or we don't know where else to turn. And look, the Lord will listen to you in those circumstances as well, whenever you want to pray. But what I'm encouraging you, and I'm encouraging Harry's parents, is to sit down and pray with him regularly and simply. We've been given a teaspoon by the Lord, and I want to challenge you to use it regularly. Just to, we said in that verse 2, devote your life to a life of prayer. If it's used regularly, that teaspoon of prayer, it ends up covered with the marks of our lives lived. It's like that tea-stained teaspoon that we have in the cupboard that's always our favourite because it has the same flavour of tea every time. Maybe some of you actually wash your teaspoons, but there are some that don't. The teaspoon is yours for each one of you. And I encourage you to use it and start a true relationship with a God who is alive, who loves and cares for each one of us, whatever our lives look like, however chaotic. Come in prayer and offer it to the Lord. Amen. Right, so I'll say a quick prayer before we start our fun activities. Father God, we thank you for loving us. We thank you that you care for us so much, that you want to hear from us regularly, day by day by day. That you are a God that waits to hear from us. And we don't need big words or complicated words. We just need to pour our hearts to you. And you are a God who listens and meets our needs. In your name we pray. Amen.